Good morning, everyone. It's afternoon, actually. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Paul Hawkins of Your Podcasting. You know that because you're listening to my audio boom and you are following possibly my VIP on VR Podcasting blog. I want to ask today about cameras and really, my sighty friends would probably have a take on this because I don't know about sizes and things. But basically, I want something a bit like, I suppose, a GoPro camera. That's the one that people are telling me about. And the reason I want this camera is because I want it to be on my dog, on my guide dog. Because many people are asking more questions about Usher and how he does his work. And I've got... You can find me on all the social networks that I'm on, so YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Swarm, SoundCloud, and some others. I think Vine, I'm even on Vine at the moment, but I haven't sussed that out yet. But I'm kind of sort of trying to work video out a bit more. I've been working with Bernie at Top Goal quite a bit, obviously, over the last few weeks, really, and... we were talking about the fact that I videoed Usher doing his work, but that you weren't necessarily seeing things from my point of view. You know, I can't necessarily see all the things that you'd be seeing on the video. But video has become very much, and pictures, surprisingly to some people, has become very much part of people's world in terms of the VR circles. And so things like Periscope, which is the Twitter derivative, has given rise to people using it for all kinds of clever things. So such as like you could make a video and you could ask someone questions. So I was making a video. It won't be up there anymore. It's only up there for 24 hours. But I'll try and put it on my YouTube channel, VR Podcast here. But I was making a video of a smoothie. I was making a smoothie and videoing it, and people were telling me what was in my fridge and what kind of fruit I'd got and things like that. Now there are specialist apps that try to do this, but this was comments from people that I didn't even know, because with Periscope people can comment live as you're broadcasting, so it's pretty cool. Another thing that we did, there was Claire's here, and our friend. RJ Net guide dog Vance. He was doing a tour of London. Unfortunately, I didn't get that. Something happened with Periscope. We weren't able to download it to our phone. But we did a guided tour, and people were saying, "I've never seen anything like this." And of course, I haven't. You know, three people with three guide dogs, giving actually a very convincing tour of London. At the time, we're looking at Victoria Tower. Which is where all the paper law is kept for the UK. So any law that is ever written is stored in paper format, in hard copy format in this tower. And our friend Robert knew all about this stuff, and I was just, you know, doing video, and Claire and I were all discussing it, and so this is happening more and more, but I think it's opening areas to us that we were never open before. And I'm going off topic very slightly, but I will only be another couple of minutes. So for example, if I knew enough about an area, why couldn't I be a tour guide even if I couldn't see? Because you would know with things like Foursquare or the look around kind of apps where you were, you would know the route well enough. You could point in the right direction to things, which you know, our friend Robert did. He was able to point, and people were saying, yeah, that's definitely the building. That's the way he described it. And it was this very incredible interaction between people that they would have never have guessed they would have been on the end of that day. And I'm really liking this. I'm liking this idea of exploring new ways of sort of thinking about, not inclusivity, accessibility, but just ways of carrying on a conversation in ways that other people that aren't VR wouldn't necessarily have thought of. And to be honest, it's going the other way around as well. We're learning stuff that we could never have thought people were going to really get off on this idea that, you know, we were being the tour guides. Because not only was all blessed they're having a go, this was proper, solid, historically accurate. You know, this had the whole thing going on because Robert knows his stuff. And so we were getting all this stuff from him, but in this slightly unique way of doing it that people hadn't seen before. So the cameras I've heard about, to go back to the point, are GoPro cameras. Ideally, I would like a stereo camera with stereo recording on, because I do want to capture a stereo sound, ideally, because I think that's important for people that can't follow the visual dialogue, to have a stereo sound. So then, for example, ideally you would get the sound of Usher walking slightly to the left and then my commentary to the right. But really, what do I need to do? You know, it might need an investment. People might suggest ways in which I can get things affordably, because that would be cool. I would be very grateful for any help. Do you want to add anything, Claire?
What? No.
Oh, she's... Okay, that's cool.
I'm lamenting the Apple Watch and why people would pay 500 quid for a £299 watch.
And you can find more information about that.
I shall boo about it later.
On Claire's boo. And Claire's audio boom. She's at Claire Randall. At CLAIREERANDALL. Okay. I will speak to you soon. Thanks a lot for listening. Look forward to hearing any feedback, because I'm quite serious about this. Any websites, recommendations, affordability would be cool. Stereo camera, preferably, you know, sort of HD, really, because that seems to be the standard now. And then obviously stereo sound. And what my options are, because I've got a harness. Usher has a harness, so I'm imagining I can clip something to his harness. Everyone seems to be saying GoPro. So I will go search. Speak to you all soon. Bye.